Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday, the 6th of July. Sorry I'm a bit late. Hope you had a good weekend. Some mixed results, I think, seeing from people. I nudged along okay. Wasn't blinding, but just coming out unscathed and a small amount of profit yesterday and okay on Saturday. Right, more football again today, and to depress you, the mighty Spuds are in action, playing Everton. Difficult team at the minute, Tottenham, to get a price right. They've been so poor. I'm not just saying they have been so poor the last 18 months that you just do not know which one's going to turn up, what team's going to play. Strikers all seem to get in each other's way. Everything I've got... points to goals in my numbers. Last seven meetings, Tottenham have won 4, drawn 3. Two of those draws was 2-2, and the other one was 0-0. 2-2 last year, but it was a bit of a strange game last year because it's on the last day of the season when the fans were more interested in what was happening at Liverpool and Brighton. The Man City game's outcome for the league title. But my numbers point to goals, so if it is 0-0, sort of 20 minutes in, then back in over 1.5, even 2.5 from 10 minutes, and trading it, it could be anything. I can't see Tottenham winning, but could be a score draw. Everton, as I say, it depends a lot. Everton certainly getting better under Ancelotti, and it depends on what side Tottenham put out and who turns up. If they play the same back four as they have been with Dier and Sanchez, then I cannot see that they will keep a clean sheet. I think they've got the same amount of clean sheets as all the clubs in the relegation zone, so I would expect Tottenham to concede. It's just a matter of what they then do up front, but... that's how I would play that game there. Malaga, once again, absolutely desperate. Now, who would support Malaga? That's us standing. You know, on Twitter, when you see some Twitter tipsters, when I just used to follow people blindly, and that's them on the shit list, and that's them. I do have to say, I think Malaga have got to go. I think Suggsy tweeted or texted yesterday, if you're going to watch Malaga, take a good book. So I apologise for that. You learn from it. That is it done. Sevilla-Eibar, if 0-0 at half-time, drip back in over 1.5 goals through the second half. Sevilla-Eibar, Tottenham, as I said, 1.5 and 2.5 value in the goals markets. But it's just a team I'm cautious of because they've been so dreadful. And a first half goal at Zaragoza. Zaragoza versus Rayo Vallecano, 8:45 kickoff. If it is 0-0, 20-25 minutes, a first half goal at Zaragoza. Okay, have a good... Have a good Monday. Everything again tomorrow, Ultimate Process. We go again. I think it's quite busy through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know whether I'm going to watch this garbage tonight. I will see. I might watch this one, but I will probably report back in a depressed state tomorrow because I think the old Toffees might bag 3 points. But as I say, the value in the goals markets. Enjoy your Monday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon.